This is violent and scary.
The Morning Playhouse.
You need therapy more than any other human being I have ever met in my life.
It's obvious.
Y94.
It is 7:22 in the morning, 11 degrees here at the Morning Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Good morning. Sunny today in the valley. Little warmer than yesterday with a high around 35, though again, quite chilly out right now. 11 degrees. It just popped up a degree, I think. Was it 10 just a second ago?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Wow. No, it's 11 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. Look at that. Just the radio show just heated up the environment. That's how hot it is this morning. I do want to chat with Heather a little bit. You are on deck here. What is the situation? What are we dealing with? Just run through the whole thing. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I have like this really awkward situation that I need
to
work
like
on. But I have this coworker. I wouldn't actually call her a friend because I don't use that term very easily. But I mean, we chat at work a lot because our desks are fairly close to each other. And recently, she took a couple of days off, and when she came back, she looked a lot different. She was significantly larger, if you know what I mean.
Larger. I don't think we really do. What are you talking about?
Well, it's not like she went to a fat camp to get fat. She actually, she got work done. Like, she got a boob job.
Oh.
All right, so you clearly noticed, and they look nice.
Oh, yeah, they look great. I mean, they come into the room before she does, but I mean, I would, you know, to look at her, she's attractive, and I would never say, oh my gosh, you're so small, how awful, you must want, you know, to get a boob job. She was very pretty, but I'm just not quite sure as a woman how to handle this, because do you compliment them? Because it's not like she got a new bag that I think is awesome and I want to get myself. So I'm not quite sure how to handle this.
So you're basically asking other women if there's like a boob job etiquette?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, I am. You know, it's just one of those things where people you see every day, obviously, you're going to notice that they had it done, but she never said anything about it. She didn't make a big deal about it, never brought it up, didn't say why she was taking vacation days. She just came back with these bazoombas on her chest. And you can't help but notice. Everyone knows. And everyone's staring, and they're all talking about it. And so it's just like, do you call out the elephant, so to speak, in the room? And, you know, are we supposed to acknowledge it? Like, say, hey, nice tatas? Or, you know, what do you do?
So you just want to know if it's okay to compliment her.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It seems to me that the kind of person that would invest in a surgery like that, because it's not cheap, I'm sure. I mean, I've seen all the news stories and all that. I know it's not cheap. That, you know, they want people to notice. And she did this. She didn't just go up a little bit. She went up in size. So obviously, you know, she wants these to be a statement. So is it rude of me not to acknowledge that, you know, let her know that we're all looking and let her know that she looks great? And I don't know. I guess if it was me and if I suddenly had these bigger boobs, I would be self-conscious about the change and wonder what people thought. And like, everyone's dancing around the whole situation. And so I just want to let her know she looks great. I thought she looked great before. I didn't think she needed it, but you know, I think she looks fantastic. And so, you know, is it weird that I want to do that? Or is that okay? Especially one woman to another? I don't know.
It almost sounds like you think it would be rude to not say, hey, nice boobs.
Well, yeah. I mean, if someone, I mean, this is not cheap. This is, you know, kind of like buying a new car. So if you go in and you see the new car and not say, ooh, awesome new car, how weird is that? She invested, I don't know.
This probably cost about what a used car might cost.
Probably.
I love that beautiful Honda Civic in your bra there. That's just
exactly
real nice.
You know?
We like will kind of chat, throw it out there to our listeners and see what they have to say, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you. I appreciate it because I need some guidance on this one.
Okay. Well, if nothing else, I think I have this figured out in my head, but I do want to see what other people have to say for you. Let's say, how would you handle this in your workplace? There's an acquaintance there. You talk to her, but you're not like friends. And she's gone for a few days, comes back, and you're like, oh, mama. You can tell.
Hello.
You know why she was gone for a few days. Mm-hmm. Would you acknowledge it? And if so, how? 237 hits. You can text 35270. I have a feeling we can probably help Heather real quick.
Turn on the radio. Turn it up. Turn it up.
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Wow. Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Backstreet Boys, a throwback in their larger than life. I know it's not flush format Friday, we're days away. I do,
it
however,
was appropriate.
I have kind of a, just for my own amusement on this corner of the studio, I kind of enjoy whenever I'm able to organize our music playlist of the morning to kind of fall in line with the conversation at hand. And I felt that that was really the best I could do.
Well done.
I had some other thoughts.
I enjoyed it.
I chose larger than life. I thought that was fun. So Heather has a coworker that she wouldn't say she's friends with, she's acquaintances with, and this happened.
She took a couple of days off, and when she came back, she looked a lot different. She was significantly larger, if you know what I mean.
Larger. I don't think we really do. What are you talking about?
Well, it's not like she went to a fat camp to get that. She actually, she got work done. Like, she got a boob job.
So, in essence, she's got this acquaintance that clearly did get a boob job. Got the surgery, has enhanced herself, comes back a few days after vacation, and they're like, well, wow, everybody's noticed, but nobody said anything. And she's wondering if she should compliment her and just say, hey, or if that would be awkward and rude and just not appropriate. Now, the argument she had towards saying something is something to the effect of, I think the people that would do this probably want people to notice, I think is kind of what she said. Do you agree? How would you handle this in your workplace? I'll tell you what I would do, if anything. I think that you need to make it less about those unless she brings it up to that. What you could do is something as simple as, hey, you look real good. You look real nice today. You look great.
Yes.
What are you doing? You look awesome. And don't point out that unless she steers the conversation there. That's me personally.
Yes.
Granted, I'm also a male. I think we have to assume this topic is about women complimenting other women, because the other is just not okay.
That could go very wrong, yes.
Those look awesome. I mean, you look awesome.
You look awesome.
Yeah, you would become, what movie was that with Jim Carrey where he's trapped
in
the elevator?
Liar.
I would become Jim Carrey. That's what would happen. Maggie, do you have the Playhouse Facebook
page
handy?
Yeah.
What are people there saying?
So they're saying, yes, tell her, absolutely. I would tell her, seems people who get it done want the attention, so she's probably expecting it. Do it, but I'm all about the awkward conversations, and I wouldn't, and the reason why is because it might be considered sexual harassment, and it could cause her some uncomfortable situations.
Sure. And what were you thinking? Hi.
I would totally compliment her. I would be like, well, if I had my boobs done, I would be like, this didn't come off the discount rack, honey. You know, I would totally want everyone to compliment me. And nobody said anything to her. It's like, really? I would flaunt it. And I would want people to compliment me and whatever. I mean, that's why you get them done in the first place, right?
So you don't think it would make her paranoid if somebody in the workplace complimented them?
Paranoid? Then maybe she shouldn't have got him done. If it would make her paranoid. I mean, really, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not into girls or anything, but if I saw her tatas, like, I mean, if they were fine before and then she got him done and they look like, wow, now, I would totally tell her.
All right, there we go. You know, anytime somebody calls and has, like, the peanut gallery giggling in the background, those are good phone calls, so thank you. Right as far as texts go at 35270, do people seem to think that Heather should compliment her coworker on her breast augmentation surgery?
LOL, no, do not. I had mine done. It's much more a personal decision than people realize. If she wasn't discussing it before, she wanted to be more private, in a sense. Let her talk when she is ready. Somebody says, just play it off and ask. I just have to ask. This has been bothering me. Is there something different about you? Haircut, glasses? If she says yes and mentions her boobs, compliment her with a simple, you look great. If she says no, let it go. Maybe she wants to keep it low key. Somebody else pointing out workplace, probably not the place to say anything because of all the harassment policies companies have. Keep your mouth shut and don't talk about it unless she brings it up first. You don't talk about someone else's private parts unless they breach the subject. Somebody else said, I feel like a compliment from another woman would mean a lot. There's a reason why we buy expensive purses, to show them off.
Sure. Well, you know better than we do, Heather, how good of friends you are, or exactly. acquaintances, or whatever word you want to use. If it seems to fall in line with your relationship, you know, then you know. But if not, and you just feel like, hey, she looks really good, I want to tell her, then just tell her, hey, you look real good. You've been looking really nice lately. Love that shirt.
You don't have to get specific.
Yeah. I don't think you necessarily have to say, them boobs look great. I think really there's no way for that conversation not to be awkward unless she steers it there.
Mm-hmm.
Which when you tell her, hey, you know, you're looking really great. Have you been working out? What have you been doing? If she says, well, you know what? I got a boob job. Then you're in the conversation.
No. Really?
No.
I thought that was just a really
Seriously?
Great sweater.
Wow. Really?
I just thought you got a new bra.
Well, they look great. Well, anyway, Sarah Bareilles brave in a couple of minutes. After that, something else entirely. Now, imagine waiting for something for a really long time, and then when you finally get it, having it not be quite what you wanted. That's kind of the issue at hand next on the show.
Introducing
the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Zero Rhett and Maggie. Sorry.
Y94.